There is a lot of excitement among Zimbabweans about the football extravaganza, with most soccer fans saying they will be glued to their television sets to watch the month-long event. This is despite the fact that the Warriors were eliminated in the preliminary round of the Premier Tournament by a lowly rated Tanzania. The Zimbabwean Football Association disbanded the senior team after the Tanzanian debacle and replaced it with the under-23 squad. The Young Warriors are using all senior national team assignments to prepare for the 2016 Olympic Game qualifiers. The squad is being built as the future Warriors with the aim of qualifying for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations and the 2018 World Cup. For now, some Zimbabweans now survive on football betting as there are no jobs to talk of in the country, and the absence of the Warriors has deprived them of the opportunity to place their bets on their own team. However, the Warriors fans are still looking forward to the Africa Cup of Nations finals with keen anticipation. The Zimbabweans are hoping that one of the two Southern African nations, South Africa, and 2012 champion Zambia win the Africa Football Festival. Former Zimbabwe Warriors goalkeeper coach Nkululeko Dlamini believes that Southern African teams are now a force to reckon with.
Our Southern African countries, I'm tipping them for the better.
While the decision to back the Southern African teams is unanimous, some, though, have a soft spot for Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo, which they believe are also close to Zimbabwe. Cape United supporter Stanford Kajiti is supporting Zambia, saying they are a perfect representative of the Warriors at the 16-team tournament. The president of the Zimbabwe Kickboxing Association, Tony Kamandira, says he will be supporting Bafana Bafana.
Can also rally behind also South Africa.
While most soccer fans in the country and the region are backing their own teams, there are others who think that one of the West African giants, Cameroon, Senegal, Ghana, and the Ivory Coast, will win the trophy that symbolizes continental football supremacy. The Ivorians, who will be without Didier Drogba this time around, still have a galaxy of stars scattered all over Europe, the most popular being Yaya Toure of Manchester City in England. They have been favourites for the last four tournaments, but sadly have come short losing in the finals on two occasions. Four-time champions Ghana's Black Stars, who have been on a roll in the run-up to the finals, also had some sympathisers. Zimbabwe middleweight boxing title contender Farai Mugoni says Ghana's performance on the road to Equatorial Guinea makes them clear favourites. Stephen Jivas Makoni, who claims he does not support any club in Zimbabwe but only the Warriors, echoes the same sentiments. He says he is placing his money on the Black Stars.
Personally, I'm betting Ghana.
However, it would be folly to underestimate the overall strength and team spirit of Africa's top-ranked team, Algeria, who performed very brilliantly at the 2014 World Cup. The other teams that are at the Continental Premier Football event are Tunisia, Cape Verde, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, host Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. It certainly has been a long wait for the Nations Cup, and now let the battle begin, unfortunately, without the Warriors of Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.